We back and ready to talk about the P. Diddler. Apparently, people are comparing him to Jeffrey Epstein. He's like the Jeffrey Epstein of the rap world.
That's crazy.
One of the things that they're investigating him for is human trafficking.
I think he tried warning us with his name, to be fair.
Yeah, P. Diddy. Like, did he? He sure did.
Diddling?
He was diddling. Have you seen the new Neuralink footage?
Just start getting commercials in your dreams.
I'll take commercials in my sleep. I just thought of the most dystopian thing I've ever thought before. Imagine your social credit goes down and you got like a hot chick in front of you and then your dick stops working. And then you gotta call and wait.
You get on the hotline.
Have you talked to the right representative? Or it'll probably be a robot.
Imagine just being able to drive telepathically. Like, you just think about it and your car just responds.
Yeah, but what about those intrusive thoughts, though?
Going to the median.
I'm just imagining, like, some woman cuts you off, takes your parking spot, and you're like, I would love to run that bitch over.
Shit.
No.
Abort. Last command.
We back and ready to talk about the P. Diddler.
The diddly of the P's.
The piddly of the D's, because everyone's been talking about it. Because I don't know why that, like, it's, bro, it seems like we never worry. I never worried about pedophiles. At the one time, I probably should have worried the most about pedophiles when I was a fucking kid. But now you come out and you're just like, damn, this is more of a fucking problem, apparently. Because we got, like, Epstein, and then we had, and then on top of that, on top of, like, P. Diddy coming out and all this shit. Then have you seen, there's that documentary about Nickelodeon.
With Dan Schneider?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the documentary, but I have known about Dan Schneider for years. Let me tell you something.
I saw some of it, and it is rough, dude.
That dude had a thing for feet, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The things they made Ariana Grande do.
Dude, there's a fucking video of Ariana Grande, like, a little girl in bed, and she's, like, pouring water over herself. The fact that nobody was like, hey, man, you know, maybe we just stick to, like, you know...
that dude I actually showed you for some of his shorts, he literally made a video that was perfect cut about Nickelodeon too, and it's literally just, you can just hear some of the clips of, like, from some of their shows, of just some of the feet things, and it's like, we really thought that show was so funny. We were just like, yeah, random feet things, it's funny, yeah,
it's silly, yeah.
Now we're like, look back, we're just like, oh god.
It's fucking all over the place, bro. And I'll tell you what, it's not making it look good for anyone that was, like, calling QAnon people fucking nuts, bro. Because it's like, all these QAnon people were like, a year ago, they were like, yeah, dude, there's, the whole place is run by pedophiles, and there's rings, and there are people who are before we learned about Epstein, crazy alt-right commentator. Alex Jones. Alex Jones.
The frogs gay.
Yeah. He literally said, he's like, there's a ring and they go to an island and they just diddle kids all day long.
To be fair.
And then they take videos of them and they use them against government officials. And dude, when we heard that shit, we're like, yeah, dude, they're fucking, yeah, right.
The thing is, most of the things he said was actually right.
It's all, yeah, it's just the but crazy.
There's just, yeah, you know, like that 5% of just absolute lunacy, his delivery.
I think it's probably more like 10%. Like, I'll give it 10% lunacy.
I didn't watch a lot of it, but I know the biggest thing is the frog.
That's so funny because, like, I heard the thing, like, you know, he has that one, that's what made him famous, is he's like, they're turning the frogs gay.
They're putting chemicals
in the water to turn the
damn frogs gay.
And you're like, dude, that's fucking, you're crazy, bro. You're crazy. And then I looked it up and it's like, there's an actual video, bro. There's a video of them being like, yeah, we actually were able to turn these frogs gay by giving it. And you're like, damn, dude, he was right. It's insane. In a world where Alex Jones is the closest thing to fucking, like, stability, we're fucked, bro. We're absolutely fucked. But I don't know. Like, it's just, it's crazy because this P. Diddy shit came out. I don't know if you've heard anything about it.
I've seen a little on it, but I didn't look too much into it. I didn't realize the gravity around the whole situation.
Yeah, so his house got fucking raided. But his Miami house got raided, which is, dude, if your house gets raided, like, they must have something solid. There's no way they would fucking make, like, a huge,
I've seen enough raids happen that were not really should have been happening.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but at the same time, like, if you're raiding a big name like P. Diddy,
it's gonna be in the fucking news.
Yeah, you're getting your ducks in your row. He's not just your average, yeah, you know, Tom Swan off the suite. Yeah.
I'm not talking about like raiding an innocent like family of like young family of like children and old people.
Yeah, we leave that to the ATF.
That's obviously, yeah. I mean, well, if you're lucky, you survive that.
Hide your dog.
So he ends up getting his house raided, and I think I didn't realize, but over the last few years he's been getting sued like left and right. I think there's like 11 people that are like alleging shit against him.
Holy shit.
And it goes like so much deeper than that, because apparently people are comparing him to Jeffrey Epstein. He's like the Jeffrey Epstein of the rap world.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which is insane. He's just
that accusation is That one would hurt. That one cuts
because
deep.
Apparently, like, one of the things that they're investigating him for is human trafficking. Yeah. Like, not like, oh, you had a stripper over and she wasn't a fucking legal alien.
No, like Andrew Tate
bringing woman into his fucking house that like do not have any existence in the United States.
Yikes.
There's all kinds of shit, dude. And apparently he's like, you know Meek Mill? He's like a rapper. He's like a...
I know of the name. I don't know if I've ever listened to him, though.
Maybe B-class.
Like the name. Rapper. I know the name. I know of him. I know he exists. But I don't think I've ever heard him.
So he's like this other rapper that got famous because he was also like near like Diddy or whatever. And apparently they're like dating. Like...
Oh.
Like behind the scenes they were fucking each other and didn't even know. I like I really like the way that Tim Dillon opens up about this. That's why I'm going to play it here.
Yeah.
The Tim Dillon show, our good friend Sean P. Diddy Combs in hot water, in a little bit of trouble with the government. Feds search P. Diddy's mansions in Miami on Star Island and here in Beverly Hills because of allegations of sex trafficking and I think rape and drugs and assault,
sexual assault,
more rape. Rape of his sexual assault of the men, his male bodyguards, he's goosing, and he's got this singer Cassie, he's did a bunch of shit to her, and he's just raping out there in Miami and the raping in Beverly Hills, and then he's got a jet where he's raping, and he's touching people where they shouldn't be touched. He's flying them in. He's trafficking them in from one place to another place so they can get raped. This is the allegations.
Yeah, alleged rude.
This is the allegations. It's insane, bro. Like, you would think, like, there's, like, one or two or three things. It's, like, fucking, like, 30 things. And he's specifically getting sued by his old camera guy, which not – apparently he would, like – force him to like be a part of like orgies and stuff like that, and he would even fuck with him too. In fact, I think one of the top complaints that they've had about Diddy is that he would like touch their butt all the time. And
he's over here like, yo, good play today, team. Good play today.
I think he was touching their butt, like their butthole.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, like yeah. Oh, yeah.
The fact that it took this long to come out, how long has this guy been doing this?
I think he tried warning us with his name, to be fair.
Yeah, P. Diddy. Like, did he? He sure did.
Diddling?
He was diddling. He knew from the fucking
diddling
beginning.
Diddling that P.
There's a video, bro, of him, like...
Jesus Christ.
There's a video of him with Mike Tyson. Yeah.
I'm so curious where this is going, and like what form are they? Are they like secret gay lovers? Because that'd be kind of hard. I'm not gonna lie.
No. Dude, I would never be a gay lover of Mike Tyson.
That'd be terrifying. Jesus
fucking but Christ. Like, I'd be a little, you know,
a twink.
I'm literally an alpha up until I'm fucking dating Mike Tyson, and then I'm like, like, you know what? You have whatever.
I think that goes for like majority.
You want
of
me
people.
To make do the dishes? Yeah, I'll do the dishes. Don't worry. You want lunch? I'll make you a sandwich. He's like touching up on his hand. And Mike Tyson like moves away.
Yeah, dude, holy shit. But it's almost God damn. That's bold.
Yeah. I guarantee if I look up Diddy sus moments, yeah, it's one of the top things.
I'm like Kennedy. You feel me? He like Clinton. I was the president for shit.
Alpha out of pocket that was, dude. He's sitting there just thinks about it for a second. I'm gonna kiss the honey. You put in that work.
It's enough.
He called him daddy. That's a Meek Mill. Yeah, remember?
It was a great move. Gay.
Oh my. Wow. Whack.
Daddy, I like when you're scrambling and scraping for shit. I like that. I've been practicing. I got to look back on where I became. Did you miss me? For real, because we, I mean, it seems like a thing.
I miss this birthday party, man.
I'm talking about for your birthday. Huh? Why won't you party with me for your birthday, man?
We party. This video is 14 minutes long.
That's when you got 14 minutes of evidence against you. That's you're not beating those allegations.
How can you be like, nah, bro, I ain't gay? And they're like, dude, on YouTube, somebody put a compilation, a 15-minute compilation together of just every gay moment that you've had just on TV, not to mention like all of the other shit.
And they're like, nah, me and the boys are just like that sometimes.
Yeah, so he apparently like used to always do these like crazy parties. And like people...
Oh, yeah, the NDA parties.
Yeah, where, like, he would force everybody. I think that's how he got away with it for so long. He would just force people to, like, sign shit, make them feel like they couldn't say anything.
I was going
to
say, I wonder what the threat under that NDA was. Like, you tell, you're just straight to jail. Don't pass go.
Right. Inside P. Diddy's freak-off parties. Hidden cameras, drugs, and high-profile guests. Is that not Epstein?
To be fair, I feel like that just describes like most Hollywood parties.
Had been making news after his homes were searched earlier. After the event, several celebrities spoke up about Diddy, including 50 Cent, who made fun of the rapper. Old unsettling clips of Diddy also came back in the spotlight. That's fucking hilarious.
I love how
50 dude.
Cent's dogging on him.
50 Cent. Dude, it's 50 Cent. He's like, Jay-Z ain't answering his phone. Because apparently Jay-Z's involved. Like, Justin Bieber.
Oh my God.
Yeah, bro.
Are they also facing allegations or they're just victims?
I think Jay-Z was like part of the parties.
Were their peas diddled?
Yeah, but. Yeah, were they P diddled? I don't know. I think Justin Bieber was. Apparently, there's sus footage of them and like.
That's probably the least surprising out of all of this news.
Yeah, he cute, especially back then. You know, he was cute, of course.
Hit him with that old baby.
What's up, man? You good?
I'm good. How are you,
young brother? Everything's good. Selling out arenas and everything. Starting to act different, huh? You ain't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out.
Well, I mean, you try to get in contact with me, you know, through all my, you know, partners and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But you never really got my number, so.
Right. Okay.
My number?
Yeah.
I'll tell you my number.
Yeah.
It's 555.
Yes. Okay.
5555.
Oh yeah, your number is definitely 555.
Yeah, bro.
555-1364.
Fuck, bro. I mean, is it? Do you think it's just like Hollywood's always been doing this, but now there's just like the internet, so now it's harder to get away with it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, just look at how long Epstein Island alone was going on. I mean, the Hollywood circles, at least, have that. I mean, even though they're mostly now coming to like mainstream light, those have been getting exposed for a long time. I mean, shit, that branch is back to like Walt Disney's age, dude.
There was always like fucked up shit that was happening. People forcing shit. I mean, I think the biggest thing was like there was probably – it was probably more of like a – you know, like if you wanted to be a woman actress, like you had to fuck the right people.
Definitely a lot of like really fucked up back in like power deals back then, especially. Yeah.
You know what I think happened a lot was I think that there was probably a bunch of gay dudes that like it was not acceptable to be gay. And so like there were probably executives that would like go throw parties and they would like get a photo of them fucking kissing some dude, which is so funny because in today's age, it's just like, shit, I mean, I could just come out as fucking bi and it'll be fine. But back in the day, it's like, I see you here flirting with a Robert. Do you want your young wife to know about this?
Shoot, anything back then, dude. Bro. You're getting lynched.
It's fucking insane. Do you think that the Hollywood has any connection to the government? Like any of this like fucked up shit? Do you think it goes first, like further than just like powerful people in Hollywood using their power to like get sex and money or whatever?
As far as like the larger side of things, yeah, I would say so, but I'll admit, I mean, I've been deeper into some of the more conspiracy side of things for a while. So, I mean, but at the same time, there's a lot of really funny, stupid ones to look at and laugh at. But as far as the whole Hollywood elite pedophilia rings and sex trafficking stuff, like, yeah, there's no way that with the large amount Hollywood does, too, there's no way there's not some connections between some political people. I mean, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, with the amount of photo evidence of
Marilyn Monroe people
being friends together.
Yeah, like Marilyn Monroe and JFK.
Yeah. Good example.
There has to be a connection.
Like, there's enough proof of connections throughout. I mean, it's actors and politicians, or at least even high influential people in Hollywood and politicians throughout history have had either money or just friendship affiliations. So, like, it's not entirely unreasonable.
Yeah, I think it's gone down a lot because you just can't.
It's harder to hide.
It's harder to hide, you know? But it really just shows, like, damn, like, If you were going to have power, now it's not the time to have it, bro. You know? Even fucking Bill Gates got fucking
Oh yeah, didn't he get some sort of essay allegations?
I mean, they all have gotten fucking essay allegations. That's the thing, is like at some point, it's like fucking everybody gets some kind of allegations, especially in the future, dude. It's just going to be like that. It's just going to be character assassination like all day long. But a lot of them are probably correct, bro. Like, they just have so much power. You can't be a billionaire. I don't think you can have that much power. Be even just, like, a multimillionaire and just think, like, you get everything that you want all day long. You know what I mean? It fucks with your mental, like, your mental shit for sure. It's like spoiled, like, people who grew up rich.
That's disillusioning.
Yeah, bro. They're like,
disconnects you from reality.
They're sociopaths. Almost every person that's grown up rich has some like portion of themselves as a sociopath, because they've never learned to like have to care about other people's problems.
Yeah, you literally lost a part of your humanity.
I mean, even in the Nickelodeon documentary, they talk a lot how like at first he was like really nice. Dan Schneider was really nice and like really cared about everyone and wanted to like help them move their careers forward and everything. And it wasn't until like later on in his career he started getting weird and shit.
Interesting.
Yeah. And like I remember one of the things they talked about is that he made this character called like Terry Taint. And
nice.
He literally told all the writers, like, okay, so the real like meaning of this is like the the taint, like the area between your balls and your asshole.
Oh, so he just admitted to it.
He admitted it.
And he was just like, yeah, no, I did that on purpose.
And then he told them, like, don't tell anyone. Right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then on top of that, bro, he made, like, two women split a salary, which is so illegal. It's so illegal.
Yeah.
And this was happening in, like, 2005, 2008.
So there's at least, like some, yeah, you know, federal labor standard at this point. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, bro, it's fucking... That's insane, dude, but... Do you think there's still... Do you think that there's another Epstein out there still doing work? There has to be.
Like, owning the island or, like, discontinuing his legacy kind of thing? Because, like, people still go to Epstein's
Island.
Doing,
like, a blackmailing operation that involves fucking, like, high-level people.
Oh, no doubt. No fucking doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, Epstein's Island's still open. I mean, they still go to it yearly.
Dude, that's why Biden's still fucking...
I can't remember the other place. There's another little ritual site they go to yearly, too.
But, oh, the Grove?
Yeah.
Or whatever Grove? They've moved to a new one.
San Grotto's Grove. I don't remember what it is at all.
Something Grove. Yeah. Fucking Alex Jones went there, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the thing. It's public space. You can go there. But...
Yeah, there was a guy who went there recently. But it's like all... abandoned.
I mean, they only go, like I said,
the Bohemian,
like,
Grove.
Bohemian,
dude.
Grove, that's what it was. Yeah, they go there like once a year kind of thing. But anyway,
I think they found like a new,
I'm sure
they found like a new place to do their weird shit.
Is with how many small islands there are on Earth, like there are so many unmanned and unnamed islands.
Yeah, I mean, all there kinds
are.
Of shit.
I mean, there's so many that don't even pull up on maps because they're just so small. It's like, why even bother?
Well, you know, and this is like so weird for us here in the United States, but I'm sure it happens in a lot of lesser developed countries.
No doubt.
I mean, it's just insane.
I mean, we definitely are not the highest. I mean, we're pretty big. I would say we're probably the higher end for either. What do you think we're bigger on for sex trafficking, selling or buying? What do you think we're bigger on? Because that's a hard one compared to like other countries. Because I know there are some countries like France, for example. Like, France is huge for exporting. They're huge for selling.
They just export their ladies.
No, they literally have people that wait at the airport. But that was like that Family episode is actually like a real thing, by the way. Like at their airports, they actually have security and all that. That literally tells like, and otherwise they have signs everywhere saying, do not get into like any other vehicle. Do not go with strangers at the airport.
It's fucking insane.
Like they have like very strict things, or like if like you can actually, I think you're not even allowed to wait around that airport. Like you cannot loiter around for that reason. Because you can't have somebody just sitting there waiting to like, you know, snag some tourists.
Just to grab you, bro.
Yeah, just be like, hey, come with me, you know, I show you things, and then never seen again.
Dude, the world's just not safe anymore, it doesn't feel like.
To be fair, I mean,
it's always been going on, but...
To be fair, this is the safest period to be alive.
I think it's gotten slightly worse over the last, like, few years, probably, just because of, like, all the shit that's been happening.
It just seems
like it because of coverage. But, like, it's such a small uptick that it doesn't matter in the long run. We are in the best, like,
the thing, time. It seems that way. It's kind of just like how, like, when you watch, like, news kind of thing, the news really only covers negative things or, like, bad things. So everything seems like it's going bad kind of thing.
Yeah. And that's you the hold thing. On. You, most like, psychologically, you hold on to, yeah, 10 times more to negative comments.
Like,
than positive
statistically,
comments.
This, yeah, is the safest time to be alive. We have the lowest murder rates. We have the lowest death, lowest suicide. We have the lowest, yeah, everything.
Especially in El Salvador.
Even medical wise, God, we're the best medical things in history.
Did you see the. Did you see the?
It doesn't mean it's not still like there's still a lot of fucked up shit.
Do you see
I love medieval shit. I would take us nowadays and fucking fighting in some medieval war. I'll tell you that right now.
Have you seen this guy Bukele? He's the new president of El Salvador.
Not yet.
El Salvador. So he's like a huge libertarian, but he took over and just like absolutely he. Turned El Salvador from the most dangerous country in the Western Hemisphere to the safest.
Wow.
By purely just like statistics. And he did it by just like mass incarcerating fucking all of the gang members.
I actually do think I heard about this guy. I do think I remember something about that.
It's like insane. He's like... he built this mega prison.
Oh, yeah. I think we covered this before.
I think we did cover this before, yeah.
Packing them up like sardines in a can.
It's just like a giant fucking...
Dude, that's the... You know what? That's the North Korea method right there.
Yeah.
Crime? Not here.
Not here.
We get rid of our crime.
Dude, North Korea doesn't even... They don't even have energy to commit crime. So they're surviving off of like one fucking...
One grain potato.
Yeah. A fucking day.
You get one grain of rice every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're productive.
I saw this one thing that said, like, every time that, like, the dictator comes around, he turns everybody into Wii characters. It's like Wii audience.
As it goes by, it's like everyone just jumps up.
It's fucking perfect, bro.
I love that.
Everything's coming at me so fast. And, I mean, just in general, but have you seen the new Neuralink footage?
Yes. I actually caught his video live on Twitter.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was scrolling because I'm on the whole tech side of Twitter. And that was a big tongue twister for me right there. I'm going to admit that. I cannot say that three times fast. Tech side of Twitter.
Tech side of Twitter tongue twister.
Yeah. Holy, that's a lot of T's right there. Try that, Eminem.
Try that, Eminem. Oh my God.
But, yeah, I ended up catching that. I just missed it for the actual live, but I ended up watching his official broadcast off that. But, no, that shit was pretty interesting. I mean, I think most of us thought he was dead because, like, you know, the chips weren't doing too good. A lot of the other things weren't doing too good. And then we didn't hear back on anything for like 3 weeks. But, no, he's playing chess. It's pretty good.
Yeah, bro, it's insane, dude. You can see the mouse, like...
Yeah, he can move the actual cursor with his brain.
With his brain.
Because it's not eye tracking, it's using your thoughts.
That is insane, dude.
You know, I watched it was a separate video I saw that kind of was stacking onto that talked a little more about how the thing actually works. And it's actually, like, Neuralink actually sounds like legitimately kind of smart. Like, I'm going to give him credit because, like, the whole thing is done, like, for example, it's not humans that do it. A robot installs it.
It's a robot that installs it, and it's also read and write.
Yeah.
So that way, that
they, like, micro-thread it to your brain.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, fit, like the smaller, wiring they use is, 15
times smaller than a hair follicle.
Which is fucking wild. Like, I heard some of that, and I was like... Okay, that's pretty cool. I'm gonna give them some credit on this one. I can't even hate. Yeah. Like, it's working. I can see a huge amount of potential for it. I'm not huge on whole transhumanism, I'll admit. I'm very iffy on it, but the potential it has to help people that need it with disabilities or amputations or I don't remember the dude's
name,
but for him.
That's how he pitched this whole thing, is he said, like, at first, you know, we're going to help everyone that needs it. And, like, you know, people sometimes have a neurological problem that'll stop them from seeing. So they're blind, not because there's anything wrong with their eyes.
Yeah.
Or even that, like, that information is going correctly. It's just that their brain can't comprehend it. And so it just ends up, you know, being kind of left out. And you're just kind of left as a blind person. But
yeah.
This Neuralink can actually go in and change those neurons. Like, that's insane to think that the very thing that gives us consciousness or allows us to use consciousness, right, our brain, that those individual... like neurotransmitters are almost kind of in a very sparse way of describing it, almost kind of like binary. It's like the binary that makes up how we think, and we can independently change those, which is insane. And it's also coming from binary. So you can change, you're literally converting like code and putting it into your neurotransmitters,
mm-hmm.
which is insane. It's absolutely insane. And the fact that, like, how fast they went from, like, testing it out on monkeys.
What's even crazier to me is the fact that it didn't work with monkeys. They killed, like, 156. There wasn't, like, a single successful chimp. They just murked all of them.
They all died.
Yeah, they all died. There was not a single success. I think same with mice. So when they were like, yeah, we're just going to go to human testing, they were. That's why everyone was just like.
How did that work, bro?
Yeah, like I could be wrong on this. I very well could be. But from the last things I've read or heard about it, like there was this massive chimp death. I don't think they had a single success. But I know that this guy, he ended up having an accident where he ended up paralyzed from the neck down. So that's why they allowed him to do it.
Yeah, I mean, at that point.
Which makes sense. Yeah, you're the perfect test subject.
Yeah, at that point, it's like, fuck, what's going to happen? Are you going to get paralyzed?
Exactly. Like,
you know?
The worst thing that could happen is you lose your life.
And the best thing that happens is you get your life back.
Yeah. Which, it seems like that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm going to be honest, even if it does kill him in like a month or something, like he still lived more in that month than he did since getting in that chair, I'm sure.
It was a dozen primate subjects who needed to be euthanized. But Musk still claims it's not because of the Neuralink, it was because of other factors. But there was probably some fuckery, you know what I mean? Yeah, but that is insane. The fact, I mean, that really just shows it, like, how much different. Just that 2% of DNA makes a difference, you know? But, I mean, the fact that they got this guy, like, to put it in his fucking head and he's just going around. Just
the fact that he's fine, he's able to use it even.
That would be, imagine if one day he ends up, like, on stage walking. That's insane, dude. That's the future.
Yeah.
That's the future right there. Literally, just have a fucking brain chip in your fucking head.
Yeah. And even with some of that, like, it's probably the craziest advancement in medical technology I think I've seen is just everything around some of those. Like some of the hands that we have created now and such like that.
Yeah, it can, like, it takes...
It just takes the impulses either from the muscles or from the electrical current itself. I've seen so many variations at this point, and some of them work so well. And just being able to compare, like, pair stuff like that, for example, with other bodily functions, and then with the Neuralink too, I can see that offering a huge thing. And also, not only that, but being able to record brain data using a Neuralink, we can, like, because we don't know a lot about our brains right now.
Yeah, so this is like...
So this is going to allow us to learn a lot more about how everything works.
If there would be a way to learn what consciousness does come from, it would be through this way, right? And you would... But, you know, we got to also talk about the other side, you know? Like, now you got this thing in your head, yeah. Now you got this thing in your head, and all of a sudden, you know, you go in, and you're like, hey, you murdered all these people.
And then Arasaka comes for you, Chum.
Yeah. Arasaka.
Then you're cyber fucked.
Those net runners, bro, they're coming down your neck. You're like,
you got fried.
Like, that's the thing. Is like, they can also, like, you know, also you got to think about it. If it's wireless, I think the way that he presented it is that it's not wireless at all. That you need to connect to it to actually, like, create something. And you connect through it through, like, some kind of magnet, I think. And then, like, it, like, kind of snaps on the outside and it turns into a wire.
Interesting.
That way it's, like, you can't be hacked.
You connect it to the mainframe.
Yeah. And just, like, you went, you know, you log onto the wrong Wi-Fi and there's some guy fishing there.
You're on the wrong porn browser and you get a virus.
Yeah.
Free MILFs in your area. Whoa, let's go there.
You just turn into a walking advertisement. try not to come in 3 minutes. Like, using this game.
Blue Chews.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You're bro, sorry guys. I got a virus and I just haven't gone to the fucking Tesla factory yet to fucking take it out.
Every, like, you just have a 5-minute ad every, like, hour.
Yeah.
It's unskippable.
Oh no, bro. They get the ads. That's what's gonna happen. That's first thing that's gonna happen. Especially as soon as they give you, like, shit that you can put in your eyes. Or you could just, like, go watch it.
I can see it being more like the Futurama when they beam you into your sleep. Start getting commercials in your dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, you just kind of like, fuck it. You know, I'll take commercials in my sleep.
But imagine someone trying to sell you cereal. and you're just asleep.
You watch Rick and Morty, right?
I haven't kept up with it. I stopped at like season 4 or something. I am so far behind.
Yeah, there's an episode where he creates a machine that like makes the sleeping person do everything for him.
I've seen some of that.
Yeah.
I've seen most of that episode. I haven't seen all of it, but I've gotten the premise of like the night people and how Jerry was like the good night person and how the others were like taking over. They were like fighting with like trying to tranquilize themselves and shit. It was a crazy subject.
like they all
they revolted against them.
They like learned how to like play the violin or like learn a different language. Or Rick had like abs because he made it, you know,
he made himself work out while he was asleep.
And then Gary wrote himself a love letter.
Oh yeah, Jerry was just falling in love with him. His night for they're like pin paling. That's right. Yeah, they're pin paling.
That takes auto erotica to a whole nother level, bro.
You develop a toxic relationship with your fucking ego.
Yeah. Is that cheating? Also, can like DID, people with like DID, the real people with DID.
Well, that's not DID. I'm just going to throw it out there.
I know that's not DID, but like, and some people don't even believe DID is a real thing. It's arguable.
Multiple personalities isn't DID. DID is real, but it's very different from that.
Multiple personality disorder?
Yeah, they're very different things.
One's dissociative identity disorder,
which is a very real thing. It's like just for the first part, dissociation. Yeah. It's a huge part of just not understanding. Yeah, there's a lot into that, but they are separate things. It's just a big misunderstanding for that. As far as multiple personality, yeah, I don't remember the official term they've given that one, but that is very huge on conjecture. Either that's legit or somebody just being dumb.
Attention. Fucking
schizophrenic.
Yeah. Like necessary, but
letting their demons come out.
Like that one movie, what do you call it? Split or whatever. Yeah, Split.
Oh, I don't think I've seen it.
You've never seen Split?
I haven't seen movies.
I haven't seen movies.
No. Yeah, the way you said that, dude. I don't watch movies.
Yeah. What is outside? The outside people.
Sorry, I touch grass, okay?
I touch grass. Yeah, Split is like this great movie where he has like multiple personalities, but like the actor is so good at switching back and forth to the point where like he has one of them is like a little kid and like another one is like... I got you.
Like the concept of it is genuinely terrifying, like 100%.
That's insane. Yeah,
he did pretty good. Yeah,
he did get a fucking award for it.
I'm not that surprised here. It's always robbed.
Always, dude. If we all get implants in our head, though, there definitely will be a government conspiracy to fucking get access to that shit.
Oh, 100%. Your social credit goes down, they're taking out your ice.
Dude, that would suck, dude. Oh my God. I just thought of the most dystopian thing I've ever thought before. Imagine your social credit goes down and you got like a hot chick in front of you and then your dick stops working. I can't handle that. And then you gotta call and wait, you know,
get on the hotline.
Have you talked to the right representative? Or it'll probably be a robot. How would you feel about this transaction?
They just transfer you 1,000 times.
You have to pay like $500 just to use your fucking dick. Oh no, dude,
your social credit gets too low. You just turn into propaganda.
Like, they rent you out for, like, an hour, like, 2-3 hours a day.
Of just political speech and whatever candidate or, like, the government itself.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what time. Like, you're in the middle of the nasty and your credits run out, so you just start spewing political speech.
Take down the fascist pigs. We now understand. Or just,
vote literally, for Pelosi, 2028.
Yeah, fight for democracy. Here we are.
She was just on top, and all of a sudden you're just...
Yeah. You're like, oh, fuck. I can't believe this is happening right now.
That'd be such an awkward finish.
Oh, that'd be such an awkward
finish. Do you finish at that point, or you just Like, oh,
what if it holds on until it's done with the fucking, and it just brings you back to the exact hormonal state you were when they first took over? So what if you fucking go into commercial mode for like an hour and then you come out of it and just jizz? And your girlfriend's like already out.
The ultimate edging.
No. Oh, no.
You come out, you don't know what's...
Oh, my God, where, the, where am I?
And that's why you should support our government. Oh, what? Oh, what happened?
Where am I?
Where am I?
Julie, where are you?
Where are you?
Where'd you go? I don't know what's happening.
There's like a maid there just fucking cleaning. El señor just went, come. Yeah, that's the future that we're looking at, dude. It has to be. There's no way that the government won't try. You know?
100%.
And if, at that point, it's not going to be Elon Musk fucking heading this company. He's going to be long dead. You know what I mean? Or he's going to be in fucking Mars or some shit. You know, there had to be some kind of protections against that, because that would be insane. Because, like, if it was safe, I would try it like version 3. I'd try version 3, you know what I mean? Not version 1, bro. That's taking a goddamn risk, right? They're using the beta, bro? You're using the beta version?
I'm waiting for that, like, Delta variant, you know?
Yeah, the Delta, yeah. Give me the or, like, super the gamma variant, shit, you know? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The gamma radiation one?
Yeah. I feel like it'd be so distracting, dude, because you just look stuff up while you're fucking driving.
You're just getting tweets all day.
I mean, at that point, everything's just self-driving.
Because it comes from fucking Musk. You have to
get it paired with your Tesla.
Not only that, but you can't block him. Like every time he tweets puts something on X, or every time he gets something on Twitter, you can't block him. You just always get like his tweets just right to your brain.
Every morning you wake up and it's just Elon Musk be like, here, today's tweets.
Is the only like AI voice you have. Every TTS
all the mandatory memes you have to watch in the morning to get
you have a default TTS, yeah, and it's just Musk's voice for everything.
Dude, he keeps getting more successful. I don't see why not. It wouldn't. Do you hear about the new Roadster? And then we'll end it there.
I have, actually. It's pretty fast, dude.
Apparently it's supposed to go 0 to 60 in under a second, dude.
It's like 1,000 over 1,000 horsepower, I'm pretty sure. I watched a video recently of them trying to race it against a I don't remember exactly what they were racing it against, but it definitely got smoked on the lower end. It didn't have it got smoked still. I think, but it was still crazy fast.
The Roadster's out?
I don't think it's for a commercial use, but yeah. Or it was some other fancy super expensive Tesla they have for racing. But I could be getting that mistaken.
I can't believe they took out the video for the Roadster 6 years ago. Seems like
that's what I call progress. My man's been working on it.
Apparently he's doing a collaboration with SpaceX. So he's like literally like using some of the technology that he uses in his ships.
Uses jet fuel.
That's sick, dude. That's fucking sick. He's like, fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty good way to go about that shit.
We're gonna be in our Roadsters with our fucking Neuralinks. Just going ham, bro.
To be fair, though, that would be a pretty good thing. That'd be a pretty cool thing to pair, though. Imagine just being able to drive telepathically. Like, you just think about it, and your car just responds. That would be pretty cool, though, I will say.
Just, like, avoid that car. Move to the left lane.
Like, kind of just as you're thinking about it, you know? You're just sitting there, your car's just...
Yeah, but what about those intrusive thoughts, though?
Going to the median. Where you can't like decide between like the left, you're like staying on the freeway, getting off. You're just like that split second you think about just going straight into the middle of it.
Dude, I'm just imagining like some woman cuts you off and like takes your parking spot, and you're like, I would love to run that bitch over.
shit.
No.
Abort. Abort. Last command. It was satire. I didn't mean it.
It's not real, bro.
What kind of safety do you have at that point? Just have like a manual handbrake?
No! Your brain says unlock handbrake. No!
Shit! You started like fighting it.
Like, I can't, bro. Dude, like, if you're an alcoholic, you just fucking get just in your drive car, into just the go, bar. Go straight to the bar. And it's like, dude, I would.
Would that count as a DUI?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, if you're not driving it anymore, if it's just completely automated, you should be able to just get plastered.
What if it's, okay, well, what if it, on that same thing though? What if it wasn't the automation? What if it is like you're fully just telepathically controlling it?
Then I think
crazy do you think that person would be driving?
If you're drunk, dude, it affects your brain. So you're like,
I wonder if that would.
You're drunk driving it, with wait, your mind.
But what if it didn't work then? Because like you can't get a good connection.
That's true, and I'm sure it'll.
That would be a pretty good safety catch, though.
Oh, yeah.
You have like a specific, like you're automatically.
You'd be able to tell just by alcohol levels.
You're automatically at a zero. Yeah, it just doesn't connect.
But at that point, it's like, why would it let you like speed? You know what I mean? Why would it let you speed? In fact, Joe Rogan talks about this. You know, he's like, if all the cars are automated,
exactly,
it like nobody's going to be able to speed. It's going to have limits on it. You won't be able to turn on your car unless you put on your seatbelt. There's some cars that have that now.
Oh, yeah.
You know? There's going to be – I mean, it's all going to be kind of thrown away, which sucks because, like, driving cars is so much fun. But especially if, like, the liberals take over, bro. If the liberals take over, like, there's going to be no gas cars.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. There's going
to
be zero gas
cars. And to be fair,
cars.
A lot of They're countries already are doing that.
They're trying to.
Some have already – no, like the thing is a lot of them have already passed like 5 or 10-year plans.
That's
like,
insane. And those have been California passed a fucking – something like a 5-year plan or
like,
some
I think,
shit.
I think Germany like 4 years ago, I think they passed a 10-year plan. That's, I think it's by 2030.
That's insane.
I think it's like 2030. There will be
Germany
no more.
Germany is just trying to fucking like overcompensate for all the fucked up shit that they did. They're like, you know, that's – as Germans, we are not hunting Jews anymore. Instead, we're fixing the planet. We are bringing down our emissions and not our Jewish friends' heads.
We put a lot of gas out. We got to bring a lot of gas back in.
Yes.
Imagine, I wonder how much they actually did contribute to the ozone layer by putting out that much.
Dude, the fucking cars literally need electricity, which is then made by fucking coal.
The solution, I will say, 100% the solution for that is just nuclear power.
It's just nuclear power.
Once we start getting, if we can ever unlock fusion, 100%, well, that's, we're set. But even with our already usable nuclear energy, it's just a huge misunderstanding
of how
safe
nuclear, it is. We have nuclear subs that, like, they just are completely powered off of, like,
our nuclear. That's the thing. Nuclear energy is already safe. It's just a misunderstanding of how it works because of Hollywood movies with, like, nuclear waste barrels falling into the river and pouring out sludge, which none of that's real.
Yeah, there are nuclear plants that are like 30 years old that are still functioning, fully safe. Like,
they're the safest form of energy.
Yeah.
They put out less – in fact, they're actually like almost net zero in pollution.
Yeah, no.
Because all the pollution that gets created then gets burnt off and turned into steam. And there is like way less hazardous material that gets burnt off from that.
The gas and oil industry does not want people to know that.
Well, the thing is oil won't go away. Oil doesn't have to just deal with power. Because oil does have
just,
a lot.
Just the industry in general would be fucking – they'd lose half their fucking business right there.
I mean, energy would be a big part, but all engineering needs oil. Wind turbines need oil. Wind turbines need like 150 gallons of oil, crude oil. And they leak every 5 years.
Yeah. And you know what also was like, it's like during the Cuban Missile Crisis and the Cold War, like this idea of nuclear – like nuclear weapons, because like that entire generation was so scared, understandably, of like nuclear anything. And then Chernobyl fucking happened, you know what I mean? And then like from there, it's just kind of like, fuck, dude, like, you know, it's like all these places. But what happened was is that it was lack of in like oversight.
That's exactly what it was.
And cheap products. And mm-hmm. also they used mercury instead of something else for the rods and what they normally do.
I don't remember everything around like Chernobyl specifically, I hearing a lot that there was just a lot of –
they used
– a lot of things
– like the cooling rods that they used.
There was just a lot of mismanagement. Yeah. I remember that a lot of things weren't followed correctly basically.
But
I don't remember specifics. I'm not going to start trying to spew more random bullshit that I already have today.
Yeah. I know this pretty well. But I know this. I think
I know there was a lot of fucked up shit.
But there was a lot of fucked up shit, and I even read that even with all that, all those things happening at Chernobyl, that it was still rare that it happened. Yeah. Like it shouldn't have happened. Yeah. Still,
it was pretty much everything went wrong. Literally everything went wrong.
But the United States should just have put 2 or 3 nuclear plants in every fucking state, dude.
It's going to start happening. Honestly, I think people are starting to realize it's safer. Especially with our ever-increasing need of the electrical grid too, we're starting to realize we need better alternatives. EVs, the current EVs we have now, solar is great. It's not everything.
It's not enough for total.
Although, wind fucking sucks.
Elon Musk states that it's something 300 square miles of a bunch of solar panels in the Sahara Desert would power the United States or something like that. And I'm sure logistically it doesn't make any sense, right? But it's just a good metaphor. It's a good to show that it is possible. And I believe in renewable energy. But what I don't believe is in a bunch of fear mongers going crazy, being we have to get rid of everything and we have to do that. And the funny thing is that they don't ever talk about China, which is they contribute a third of the total pollution in the entire world.
America's actually a third. I think China's more because we're at 30%.
No, I'm pretty sure it's China's significantly worse.
Oh, 100% more. I think China's 50 or 60 for sure. At least 50, maybe 40. But I recently I don't know where the statistic came from, so it could be a wrong statistic. But I do know recently, over the last few days, I saw something about that stated America produces about 30% of the world's pollution. So, I don't know how exactly accurate that one was. I don't remember the source for that one. But, no, China's smog is definitely so much worse. I mean, just their breathable air quality is not even theoretical of how much worse it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the opposite. China's 30%, we're 13%.
Like I said, yeah. So I'm guessing that statistic was just some bullshit.
We can get down. We can get 13% down for sure, but nothing's gonna fucking change if you don't get China, that huge fucking piece.
And to be fair, that 13%, 10 of that's already Taylor Swift.
Yeah, 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 dude. That just went up 0.5% because she just went to go get some milk.
See, there you go.
She went out. Just went to get. That's the other thing. I hate it when people try to force you to be a good person. When that rule doesn't apply for people who are on that significantly
actual top contributors who are doing more than 100 of us in our lifetime.
Oh yeah, dude.
And
it's insane.
A day.
It's insane. Literally thousands of people could all switch to completely electric and it wouldn't even come close to the amount that Taylor Swift has put into the air with just pure pollution from her fucking jets.
That would also fuck up so much shit too. Imagine if we just all had to switch to EV tomorrow or something. In 1 year time,
in California they started doing that, and then they sent out messages to people saying, "Don't charge your cars on these days because we need to make sure that our infrastructure is still capable." So they knew that their infrastructure couldn't handle the electricity, but then yet they're moving forward. In fact, you know that I read this one thing, we'll end after this one, there's a huge problem with tech companies taking up so much energy in communities that now they're looking at the possibility of there being limits to people being able to use their electricity just based because they live close to an Amazon warehouse.
God.
Or they live next to, yeah. And it's gotten so bad to the point because it used to be that they were only in big cities. They were able to handle it, but now they're going out in the bumfuck of nowhere because they're expanding. Well, bumfuck of nowhere doesn't have that much energy, and it's gone up 10% almost every 2 years or something like that. So it's going to get to the point where Amazon's going to have to take up all 80% of the energy in a whole town to the point where there's not energy left, which is insane because here in the United States, we live off of the idea that there's always energy. There's always energy.
You have to have the you have to have your Amazon Prime subscription to get a little like 2% more each month.
Yeah, you have to go on your Neuralink and go subscribe to the fucking to the Amazon.
You have to personally fund Bezos.
Yeah. You have to go to Bezos and pay your respects. Kiss him on the foot.
You gotta Venmo him directly. You gotta like send him
he sends you a request.
Gotta send him some money on Patreon.
You try to turn on your light, Jeff Bezos just sends you a Venmo request.
Requests $15.
Yeah. He's like, if you want it, bro. Like, that's what you gotta do.
You gotta have a monthly Patreon subscription.
Right.
You need his OnlyFans.
Oh my dude, I can't stop. Don't put that in my fucking mind, dude.
I just Neuralinked. I just sent that to your Neuralink.
JPEG back. JPEG back.
Block, block,
block. Ah, shit. That's what it's gonna be like, dude.
Imagine getting the dick messages that way.
Oh my god.
Just a dick pic straight to your brain.
Straight to the noggin. And you just look over and there's some guy like
just like just like,
oh my god, that's exactly what dudes would do with it too. All the things you could do with this thing, you could become infinite knowledge, right? You can
straight sexual harassment.
Yeah, you could become part of like the fucking
the world wide web.
Just integrate yourself, but then like 90% of guys will just use it to fucking jack off and to send dick pics. And women will spend their entire time just like making Pinterests and like
virtual home spaces.
Yeah.
The metaverse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Neuroverse.
Oh, bro. Look, the future's got a lot of it in front of us. I don't know if it's going to involve P. Diddler sex rings or Neuralink.
AI's in your Neuralink. AI's.
Fucking, you're going to have to pay Jeff Bezos just to use your fucking electricity. But all we do know is that we're here together and we're a congregation. So if all else fails, we can just have our own Neuralink kind of connection server. And we can.
Yeah, it's like a Discord server.
Yeah, it's just like a Discord
server. But closer, like literally family.
The congregation. All right, guys. Well, thank you to Jer for coming on. Another great episode. We'll be sure to come back with another banger. We're doing these every other week on Saturdays. Well, no, sorry. Every other week on Fridays. No, Tuesday. Jesus Christ, dude.
Day is it? Will you please tell me?
We're going to do this shit. Every other week is going to come out on Tuesday. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Tell your friends about this podcast so they can also be a part of the congregation. All right, guys, we love you. Goodbye.
Peace out. Good night, guys.